And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, hey, listen, we scheduled our breaks a little differently so that we could squeeze in some time here with our own U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville, who is making the rounds today and taking time out of his schedule to get on the air and talk to us about key and pressing issues. Listen, he has not been afraid to make waves. And I think that is going over gangbusters with the folks here in the red state of Alabama. So that being said, let me just go ahead and bring him on in. Senator Tuberville, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing great. Call me coach. Call me coach if you would, because I feel a lot more comfortable when you call me coach.
Well, I'll start off with War Eagle then, too. How about that?
You got it. War Eagle. Yeah, I'm traveling the state. We're off for 2 weeks from the clown show in D.C., but we're traveling the state of Alabama this week, going from city to city, talking to mayors and educators and law enforcement officials. So trying to find out what the needs are and what the beliefs are and how they think things are going. So we're in Tuscaloosa today, headed down south to Orange Beach tonight. We'll be there tomorrow.
Well, good deal, and welcome home. Hey, listen, Coach, let me ask you, you serve on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Big doings going on around the world, but also right here at home. I got several things I want to cover with you, but not the least of which is the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. We just had the markups, and I think you had some victories for Alabama in the middle of all that. Give us the lowdown. What can we expect, and what will benefit the state of Alabama in that regard?
Yeah, for those people who are listening, Phil, the NDAA is basically the budget for the military, all from top to bottom, for the next year, coming up in 2024, I guess it is. And so we put it together all year long. If you're on the committee, you have all your people in your office doing the groundwork for your bases in the state, the military in the state, what needs, what's not, and also do it in the entire country and internationally. So I'm fortunate I'm on that committee. It's a very powerful committee, and I'm excited about being on that every day, although our military is becoming more woke as we speak, but we won't get in that right now. But we got some good things for after a markup means that we're finalizing everything that's in the bill to be passed, hopefully, by the Senate in the very near future. And we got some good things in there for Alabama. We did a lot for some bases around the state. Got some clarification of some things that some of these bases needed clarifying in terms of wordings of contracts and things like that. And then we got a very unusual thing that we wanted to make sure that our foresters in the state that produce lumber, that we get our share of lumber sent to military bases across the country that are being remodeled or rebuilt or whatever. So But we got a lot of things in there. A lot of it is a little bit more technical than we need to get on the air because you get into the weeds sometimes in this, as you know, Phil, in terms of satellites and things like that. So, but it was a very good bill for Alabama. I think it's a good bill for the country. We spent a lot of money, $840 billion. I also got in the NDA that Space Command there.
Oh, did we lose him? Boom. There we go. Hey, Coach, we lost you there for a second. Yeah, you said Space Command, and then you blanked out for a second.
Yeah, Space Command, there's some shenanigans been going on with that. And so I got a bipartisan bill passed that said, hey, there's nothing else to put money be spent in Peterson, Colorado. The Secretary of Air Force has basically been going to be have his curtailed his travel budget until we get this thing done and done the right way. Whether it goes to Alabama or not, we need to get this done and need to have it done the right way. Obviously, we all know that Alabama and Huntsville is the best place for Space Command for the next 100 years because we know that everything that's going to happen is going to happen in space when it comes to war. Hopefully, we don't have one, but we need to prepare for it. So a lot of good things in the budget. We've worked, my staff's worked very hard on it, and we're proud of it. But now we got to get back to some sense of reality, as I said earlier. Every time I'm in a hearing, we just hammer General Milley and Secretary of Defense Austin about the things that they're doing to our military to basically destroy it from inside out, and we're not going to allow it, and people got to understand that.
Well, and Coach, you know, one of the things that I think has drawn a huge amount of attention and you've been taking a lot of heat for it, but you've been standing up under it, is this notion that federal dollars should not be used to promote abortion, and yet the Department of Defense has been adamant that they're going to go ahead and use their dollars, the NDAA dollars, to pay for abortions, even to potentially put abortions in federal facilities on state grounds where we don't have abortion laws. And you've been standing in the way of expedited confirmations. I mean, people can still get their star. They can still have that admiral's flag. But the reality is it just might take a little longer. And, man, they're ticked. Are we going to see this thing let up anytime soon, or is it gonna, are you going to keep on going for a while?
Well, first of all, Bill, there's got to be communication. I've heard 10 minutes from the Pentagon in the last 5 months. We're going on 5 months of a hold on all these generals and admirals, which are now up to 250. I've had zero conversations from the White House, but they get up and rant and rave about how I'm holding up readiness and the motivation of the military and this, which is absolutely crock of crap. These people, they have zero communication or leadership skills in the White House or the Pentagon. It's embarrassing that we got people like this that are running our country. And it just it proves in everything that they do, economy, the poor, crime, education. And of course, they've already infiltrated all of our institutions, FBI, CIA, and all those things, the education. But now they're trying to overtake our military. And what they've done with this is they put in a law, basically, or changed the policy. We've had an abortion policy forever. It's worked fine. You have the three exceptions, all that being said, but they changed the law on their own, and that's more of what this is about. And last time I looked, the Secretary of Defense was appointed. He didn't run for office, and he cannot do legislation, but that's what he did here. And if we allow him to do this, they're going to come out and in the future and do something like, okay, new law, you only go to church one time a month. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're not this dictatorship in this country. It is a republic, democracy, where things are done by representation of officials in Congress. And so there's more to this than just the abortion part. So they're scared to death. They hadn't lost because they've had all the power for going on 3 years. They can't stand that I'm standing in their way, and we'll continue to do that, Phil, until they change the policy back or put a bill out, put it on the floor, and if it passes, it passes. If it don't, we're going to go back to the old policy, bottom line.
Yeah. Well, and there it is. Co-equal branches of government each has its role, and you're right. The legislative branch does what it does, and the executive branch is allowed to enforce it, but they can't change it on their own. And let me ask you this, Coach. I mean, so I'm just shifting gears here a little bit, but I'm still sticking with military stuff. So this past weekend was a weird, weird weekend in Russia. As we saw, the Wagner Group, a mercenary army, decide to just pick up and take its tanks, armored vehicles, and truckloads of troops, 25,000 or so we had reports, and start marching towards Moscow in what looked like it was going to be an attempted coup for a while there. And then it all broke down. But this morning on another radio show, you said you believe the CIA may have had some involvement in that. What do you hear about that? What do you got to say to that effect?
Well, I don't know whether they had any say so about it, but you know, our CIA's over there. Come on, I mean, we're in everywhere, and hopefully we're not instigating any more conflict. You know, we caused this war to begin with by telling Russia we're going to make Ukraine a part of the coalition in NATO, and Putin kept saying don't do it. Well, we kept pushing it, and it's as much as our fault this happened. Now it's a proxy war for us. We're funding it. They don't have enough people to win. I mean, doesn't take rocket scientists is that if they got 50,000 and Russia's got 800,000, who's going to win? And so we're getting people killed. There's no diplomacy. We have nobody calling Putin. You know, for instance, President Trump, it would never start if he'd have been in there. But if it would have started, he'd have been on the phone the same day going, okay, no funds to Ukraine. Russia, pull out, get out of this. We're not going to get 200,000 or 300,000 people killed. But there's no diplomacy from Joe Biden or Blinken, the Secretary of State we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, he's useless.
Yeah.
And China laughs at him every time he comes over there. And I can't believe we send a guy over there. He's getting embarrassed every time he goes to China. So they're much smarter. They're more diplomatic. They know how to handle him. So if you you kind of read between the lines. What I hear is this Pronotion or whatever his name is. He's got all these criminals, 25,000-30,000 of them. They've been over in Africa, you know, taking lands from people in Africa, some of these poor countries. But then he brings them over. Putin brings them over and says, we need you to come help fight over here. So he goes in, and they end up taking Bakhmut. But evidently during the Bakhmut fighting, the foreign minister orders some kind of shelling into the city and have probably killed a few of this Wagner group. And the general there running them didn't like it much. And so after they won that one, he turns and said, hey, we're going to go get this guy. He killed some of us. And it wasn't as much against Putin. It was against some of his minions that probably made some stupid decisions, which we're all used to seeing stupid decisions. And but they got it all straightened out. And it's something, again, it just takes the shine off of the Biden administration of how poorly orchestrated and organized and the leadership that we have here.
Well, we hope it's over. The reality is, too, Russia being a nuclear nation, the last thing we want to see is a mercenary army that doesn't answer to the government having an opportunity to march in and seize facilities that may wind up having nuclear materials and nuclear weapons. I mean, it's a crazy time we're in right now when you have a mercenary army with that much strength and ability to move. And they got within 2 hours of Moscow. It was amazing.
And I'm going to tell you something, Phil. It worries me to death. This administration, and again, I'm in on all this stuff and see what's going on through the Armed Services Committee. And, you know, Biden said, well, we're not sending tanks, and we did. And we're not sending HIMARS, we did. We're not sending airplanes, and we are. And so I'll be dang. I mean, it worries me to death that they're going to create a war that we're not going to be able to get out of. And I am not for sending our young men and women over to get slaughtered. And, this guy is in another world, obviously, mentally. And we got people behind the scenes that looking to make brownie points and get an election, because I think they think elections are won politically on your side when you're at war. And I hope they don't think that's right with this one. We need to get out of all wars and get back to finishing and solving our wars within our borders, because we got a lot of problems here.
Well, we do. And, Coach, we got about 1 minute left. Listen, I want to switch gears totally in 1 minute. You have been a coach for many years. You've also even coached female sports, if I recall, earlier in your career. Title IX.
That's great.
With about 30 to 45 seconds here, Title IX, it's being threatened right now.
Embarrassing. You know, we got, obviously, these people is pushing transitions for 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. We've got biological boys dressed in women's dressing rooms and competing against women. We've lost our damn mind. And I'm going to fight the heck out of this. And if we don't do something about it, Phil, we're going to lose our country. We're losing our moral values. So my stance is to save women's sports, because it's been a huge success. So hopefully next time we can talk a lot more about it.
Well, and I agree, and we'd love to have you back on sometime soon, because I think it's a topic we need to cover. But, hey, Coach, we're up against the hard break right now, but we appreciate your time. Glad you're back here in the state. Good luck as you tour around, and I hope you get a few minutes off. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. God bless.
Yes, sir. All right, well, listen, there he is, our own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville with some solid commentary. We'll kind of break that down in a minute when we get back. In the meantime, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.